91.9 KVCR and KVCRnews.org. I'm Shereen Awad with Expressions of Art. The National Orange Show is an event center in San Bernardino with over 100 years of rich history. The annual Citrus Fair, located at the National Orange Show, showcases a variety of art and cultural pieces from community members. Timothy Ellis, fair coordinator, has been at the National Orange Show for 35 years. Even as a young child, he remembers being a part of the fair's history, having his model airplane collection on display. He tells us when and how the Citrus Fair began and what sets it apart from the average carnival.
The National Orange Show is in its 103rd year. It's a citrus-themed fair that's been here back in the good old days. The Inland Empire was a major source of citrus and citrus packing plants. So the fair was formed by the local farmers to display their citrus and sell their citrus. And over the years, it's progressed into to what we have here today with all of the arts and rides and games and all the fun stuff you can find at any fair.
Timothy explains how deeply art is involved in the Citrus Fair, describing some of the contests that people of all ages in the community can enter for the event.
The photography contest this year was open to the entire United States of America, judged by local photographers and professors of photography from the local college. The baking contest this year, we had a little over a dozen entries. The All-California Juried Art Exhibit has been part of the National Orange Show since its originality in 1911. Any type of artwork can be entered into it. It's judged by the San Bernardino Art Association. And some of the paintings that are on display that have won are actually for sale to the public if they choose.
There's even a citrus display art competition where participants are judged based on their art displays made solely of citrus fruit, harking back to the fair's origins. In addition, the San Bernardino City Unified School District has a large presence at the fair, with students providing a variety of art for display.
We're very proud of our San Bernardino City Unified School District's grades 7 through high school. They did this wonderful art display that was judged also. We have everything from metal art, ceramics, paintings, hand drawings, and different expressions of art on display here in the Citrus Building.
Dorothy Sauls, principal at Bing Wong Elementary, brought some of the students who contributed to those displays with her to the fair.
Today I came actually to chaperone some of our students who are displaying their products for Bing Wong Industries. It is the elementary school I teach at, and they create those products in their STEAM lab. I think that the National Orange Show, having an opportunity and a platform for our students to bring about their work so that the community can see, is a great reinforcer for them and their aspirations.
Dorothy describes her favorite piece out of the art she viewed.
One of my favorite pieces that I've seen today would be My Black Soil. It's a portrait of African-American individuals where you're trying to figure out what is that person's story.
Timothy Ellis is proud of the community and the history they have to show. The Citrus Fair at the National Orange Show continues to be an outlet for artists to express their creativity for the public to see.
Each year we are trying to bring back the fair to what it was. We don't want to be just a carnival that stops in the town. We're very proud of our history here. We're very proud of our city. And we really, really want the community back involved with us.
For more on our series about arts in the Inland Empire, you can visit kvcrnews.org/expressions. With KVCR's Expressions of Art, I'm Shereen Awad.
Expressions of Art on 91.9 KVCR is supported in part by the City of San Bernardino Fine Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov.